It was just 1 week ago today that I came across a video on Instagram, of all places, of gubernatorial candidate and state representative Josh Elliott at a DTC meeting, Democratic Town Committee meeting in Bridgeport. And there was a vote happening at the moment to determine whether or not he would be allowed to speak. And I covered this story a lot last week, and I had a chance to speak on the phone with Representative Elliott and kind of give his side of the story. And I'm going to play part of that interview for you now. Let's start with the most recent news. The DTC meeting on Monday in Bridgeport. And I got to talk to Brandon Clark and Donna Carnell from the 130th District, Democratic Town Committee members. And, you know, they said that the 130th in particular was very interested in having you speak, but there was pushback on that. Talk to me about that.
I would say the pushback really came from one person, and that was the chair. That was Mario Testa, who's been doing his work for a very long time. And the way that chairs hold power, if they want to exert it this way, is by not allowing certain candidates to come in. And so the fact is, you know, I've been to 96 DTCs already. I have another 30 or 40 scheduled. So it's not like every chair in the state, even if they're not with me, do the same thing. But this is how he runs his DTC, and he's certainly welcome to do that. The problem is that people want to know what their choices are. And so if you don't give somebody the chance to speak and you don't give people the opportunity to see what the potential is out there, the body ends up rejecting that decision. So that's what we saw. You know, I posted a little video online on Instagram of the whole room discussing whether or not I should be allowed to speak.
Right.
So somebody said, well, why don't we just give him 3 minutes? And then that was like, all right, fine, 3 minutes, let's go, let's do it. And so that's what allowed me to speak. And I think I spoke for maybe 2.5. I really tried to under promise but over perform.
Well, obviously brevity was a very important thing that evening. You know, and it's funny because and you can go to @voiceofct on Instagram. You can also go to Representative Elliott's page. I stitched that video because it was almost comical the way that people were. I mean, there was literally somebody in the background who sounded like they were going rah 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 rah, like a scene out of Blazing Saddles. Right, like a South Park episode, exactly. So what did you say in your very brief, as you just said, address to the Democratic Town Committee? And also, I mean, what do you think that the chair's issues were? What do you think the chair's hesitancy was coming from?
Well, we'll start with the chair's hesitancy. I can tell you that when I'm walking into rooms and talking with groups of people, I'm walking out of that room with the majority of those people with me. And if the chair wants to make the governor happy, then they don't want me talking because I'm going to move the body. And so that ultimately is the fear there, because they spent all this time building a relationship with the governor. They want to make the governor happy. So that's the fear. But what I can say is this. I have about a 15-minute spiel when I talk with groups of people that I've been working on for a long time. Of course, after this year, it'll be totally irrelevant because it's so specific to this race.
Sure.
I spend the first 5 minutes talking about myself. I talk for 5 minutes about the economics interstate and why people are struggling. I talk for about 5 minutes about the federal administration and the way our governor has fallen completely flat on his face in terms of actually helping our state and protecting our state, actually fighting the legislature when we put protections in place.
Okay.
But the big things I talked about that night was specifically how somebody who makes $55 million in passive generational banking income is not the person who's going to fix any of our economic woes. In fact, he's the person who's been fighting back against the legislature on free universal school meals, permanent, fully refundable child tax credits, property tax reform, having a tax system that's fair. Because right now, the ultra-wealthy pay half as much as a percentage as everybody in the working class. And to me, that is deeply unfair. It is singularly our governor who stops us as a state from making these reforms. And I'm personally sick of it, and I'm guessing that a lot of people out there are sick of it too.
Right. Well, so what's interesting about that is, of course, the fact that, you know, in Bridgeport, I've been a Bridgeport resident for 15 years now at this point. I say this with no judgment. There is a very solid amount of poverty in Bridgeport. There are a lot of people who, you know, I mean, having just taken, you could take even the most cursory glance at your issues, the issues that you're bringing up. And these are things that should speak to those people. So, I mean, again, do you think it's really just coming from, you know, a desire to cozy up to the governor that you were sort of being, well, an attempt was made at least to silence you in that way.
Access to power is intoxicating, and I'm sure that's what this is. The fact is that I've been a person who has been fully unwilling to kiss the ring in Bridgeport. The fact is also that the vast majority of chairs are willing and happy to have a conversation with me, sit over coffee, grab lunch, develop a relationship. We'll see where this goes. They don't promise anything. If you want to sit with Mario Testa, what you have to do is you have to schedule ahead of time to go to his restaurant, sit in that restaurant for hours until he summons you in. I'm sorry, but I have significantly way too much respect for myself and my time to do that. So I've never sat with him, even though I've reached out numerous times to just grab coffee. If someone wants to meet me halfway, great. If someone wants me to debase myself, no thank you. I have other people I can talk to.
Well, I let me also just say to, you know, if you're listening at home, WICC, myself personally, have reached out to the chair, Mario Testa, for comments. So, you know, I will, of course, and am happy to take his comments on that as well. Representative Elliott went into more detail on not only his campaign, but also the recently passed Senate Bill 1, which passed in committee last week and is now going to be going for a vote in the Senate. More of this interview and those stories coming up later this week in The Download here on The Voice Connecticut, WICC.